It's 8:05, and welcome to the Mornings with Ed Show, an end-of-week edition, a Friday edition, and a special edition now, because we welcome back to the Mornings with Ed Show, Chamber Chat, and I welcome President and CEO of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. They do a fantastic job. They did last year, and they will again this year. We're looking forward to a fantastic year. We welcome Aaron Slattery into the studio today. Hi, Aaron.
Good morning.
Welcome back. How are you?
Fabulous on this very chilly morning.
It
oh my goodness.
Super chilly. 34 on the canyon this morning. So
wow.
Coming in front of Annalise, it was 34 degrees. Got a little warmer. I say warmer as I pulled into downtown, it was 38. But yeah, a chilly couple of mornings here. You are fresh from travel though. You are just you may be jet lagged. Are you jet lagged yet?
It was a little tough getting up this morning, but yeah, especially the cold, because just 2 days ago I was in the Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam area,
right,
where I had my own personal fan in order to keep me cool on New Year's Eve.
Very, very cool. I have my own personal fan as well, and he just stands out here and cheers every once in a while. A different kind of fan, though. Well, welcome back. Just a real quick overview of your trip. Was it your first time there?
No, it was my third time to that region.
Okay.
So this all started when my mother realized that she had not been to the Vietnam area, because she had traveled around the world in the 70s. And obviously,
that was a tough spot to go to in the 70s, right?
Yeah. So she was like, you know, where I'd really like to go, Aaron, is to Vietnam, because I haven't been there.
Right.
And so we planned a trip back in 2017, pre-COVID, and we absolutely loved it.
Okay.
So when COVID opened up again, we were like, where do we want to go? And my mom was like, let's go to Vietnam again. And we went to Cambodia and Vietnam because we hadn't been to Angkor Wat yet.
Okay.
So we had to go to Siem Reap and see, you know, the temples. And then that was just this last February.
Right.
And then she's like, we need to go in the wet season. So,
okay.
A wet season and a dry season.
She knows how to travel.
Yes.
Yes.
So we went to Laos this time. So we went to different areas every time.
Right.
But the same region. Food is fabulous. Okay. We did lots of seafood, lots of garlic.
Okay.
I mean,
that I think is my question for you, because I'm going to ask you the dumb guy question, and I don't travel very much, so I'm curious. I love Vietnamese food when I get it here in the States or here in Laguna Beach. We have great Vietnamese food in our own community. We have great Vietnamese food. Is it comparable to what you get over there? Am I getting legitimate Vietnamese food here? Is it comparable?
Well, the difference is over there is the fresh herbs.
Okay.
The fresh herbs are plucked right out of the garden, which is right next to the restaurant.
Right.
You know, it's all very local. And so when you get like the pho or the omelets or whatever it is, you get this pile of greenery that you don't know what it is.
Right, right. But it's delicious.
And you can pluck the fresh leaves and put whatever you want in there.
I love that. Yeah. Beautifully described. Thank you. It makes me kind of hungry this morning. You're making me a little hungry this morning. Well, welcome back. We're delighted to be doing 2024 Chamber Chat. This is going to be a great run for us. You have so many great businesses to introduce us to. And so many interesting people that we're going to be meeting over the next year. I thank you for that. Thank you very much.
Yes.
So 2023 was a success for the chamber. You guys did a fantastic job, an amazing job. It is really the three of you and some volunteers that help a lot. You have a lot of great volunteers.
And if anybody's looking for volunteer opportunities, we love volunteers at the chamber.
Right.
I especially could use somebody for data entry, actually, because Joelle is still on maternity leave.
In case our listeners don't know, we announced it here when Joelle finally delivered. We announced it here, so Joelle still at home and taking care of baby.
Yeah.
Oh, how adorable!
Yeah.
How adorable!
Beautiful, healthy baby boy.
Oh, wonderful. And a big hello to Joelle because she's got to be listening. I know she listens every day. So congratulations to them and many, 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 many years of happiness. But data entry, that's big.
Yes.
So
because of all the new members we're getting,
right.
We need help inputting them and welcoming them.
Right.
We have our wonderful ambassadors who help us welcome new members.
Right.
And help to inform them on all the wonderful benefits that they receive as members of the Laguna Beach Chamber.
Let's talk about that. So when you become a member of the chamber, what exactly do you get? What does it cost? What does membership imply?
So there's actually different levels of membership. We have a hospitality level, which is hotels and restaurants. And that's only $4.95, so it's under $500 annually.
Wow.
Remember, this is
that's
annually,
good.
Not
right.
monthly.
Right.
It's a whole year of marketing for your business.
Right.
And then going down, we have a regular brick-and-mortar business like yourself,
right.
which would be like $3.25.
Right.
We have a nonprofit. Nonprofits are only $1.50. And a home office. If you don't have a brick and mortar business,
right.
you're just working from home or have an online business, it's only $125.
That's really good.
And of course, our lovely residents that might be retired and still want to support the chamber,
right.
we have a resident member of only $95.
Those prices are amazing. That is really, really reasonable.
These prices have not changed in a while, I have to say, at the chamber. You know, we're trying to be really cognizant of all of the other things that our businesses need to deal with.
Right.
And we really want to support our businesses here in Laguna.
And we're going to keep those prices throughout the year, throughout 2024. That's that's set in stone.
I absolutely
love that. And chambers, what kind of benefits do chamber members receive?
Yes, well, besides, of course, coming on to Chamber Chat and being able to promote your business here Friday morning at 8 a.m., we also have the number one thing is your directory page. This is your online brochure for your business.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put video, you can put photos on this. This links to your website, your Facebook, your Instagram, your LinkedIn. And what businesses have told me is this immediately makes your search engine optimization go up.
Right.
So people can find you. It's amazing.
Right.
So that's the first thing we like people to work on when they become a new member.
Visibility is everything it's cracked up to be.
It is.
It really is. Yes.
And so then one of the other wonderful benefits is we have our Tuesday email.
Okay.
So we have an email that goes out every Tuesday at 11 a.m. And that's the opportunity for our businesses to advertise their upcoming events, their promotions, what they want the local people to understand about their business. And it goes out to about 10,000 emails.
That's pretty good.
So it's not just residents of Laguna, it's surrounding area, right. as well as just people that want to know what's going on in Laguna.
Exactly. And again, it's more than just, though we love the support from Laguna residents, it's more than Laguna residents that support the businesses in this community. It's the surrounding areas, it's visitors, visibility is everything it's cracked up to be. Thank you for that.
Yes.
And we're also, the radio station is also for chamber members, giving advertising at an incredibly reduced rate for a month. What we're going to do is I'll cut a professional spot and we'll run it throughout the month several times a day at a greatly reduced cost from what it would normally be. And you get that first month at that greatly reduced cost simply for being a chamber member.
Yes, and I will be sending out an email to our current members with that promotion so that they're very aware of it.
Yeah.
We're so excited. Thank you so much.
Oh, gosh. Absolutely my pleasure. Thank you is the mutual thank you here. Hello and a good morning to you as you walk on by. See how cool this is?
It's very cool.
We got the best spot in the world. I love this spot.
What a view.
Yes. And he turns around and he goes, yes, he agrees with me. It is a great view and it is a great way to meet the public, a great way to say hello to our neighbors and our friends as they walk by. You're going to be loving this. You're going to be loving this on Fridays, Aaron. So we are doing a ribbon cutting here and I want to talk about that in a second.
Okay.
Have you got your chamber board settled yet for 2024? Do you have board? Is the board complete? Is it the same as 2023? How is this working?
There are some members that are not continuing on, and we have a couple of new members as well.
Okay.
So we're very excited to welcome two new board members, and we're going to be doing that at our chamber board installation mixer on January 24th. That's a Wednesday evening at Mozambique at 5:30.
Ooh.
And we're so excited. It's going to be so much fun.
I love Mozambique. I love that place. First of all, I love that place.
Right.
Give us the date one more time so that I make sure I'm there. I'm marking
Wednesday,
it down.
January 24th. That's Wednesday evening, 5:30 to 7:30. It's okay. A 2-hour mixer. Right. There will be complimentary appetizers included in your ticket price of $20 for chamber members, $25 if you're just interested in coming and checking us out.
I was hoping you'd say the appetizer thing because Mozambique has some of the greatest tastes and bites that you can have in town. I love that place. I love everything is so flavorful. I'm going for the food. Okay, yes. I want to meet other people, but I'm going for the food.
Yes, thank you, Mozambique, for hosting us.
Yeah, right on, right on. And so I mentioned. Oh. And before we get to that, because I'm excited about the ribbon cutting.
I know you really are.
I want to hold big scissors for some reason.
Yes.
But we're doing the state of the city.
Yes.
And that happens later on. That happens in the spring, right?
It happens on April 2nd. Okay. But we're already selling tickets now.
Okay.
So if you want a table, be sure to grab it up. You know, we do have sponsorship opportunities as well.
Okay.
So I'd like to especially announce that State of the City Mayor's Luncheon, April 2nd, is presented by Empress Builders this year again.
Okay,
we're so
cool.
pleased to have them as our presenting sponsor again.
Very
Thank
cool.
you, Empress Builders.
Very cool. And State of the City is always, you guys class it up. You set the bar really high, and you continue to meet that bar. In the last several years, the State of the City that you guys put on is very, very cool and informative. Above everything else,
yes,
it is an informative couple of hours or whatever length of time we're there, hour and
yes.
a half, 2 hours.
It's a luncheon. It's right. a luncheon at the Montage.
Right.
And
I forgot to mention that. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And we've actually extended the registration time
okay.
because people said that the mixer kind of time during registration is so wonderful to get to know everybody in Laguna. It's kind of a B&B scene event at the Montage.
It really is.
So we've extended our registration time, and then we're going to go into the event. We're very on the clock with the event because we know people have to get back to work after
right.
lunch.
Right.
And we squeeze in a lot of information in that time.
You really do. And I want to remind our listeners that this year the mayor is Sue Kemp, and Sue Kemp will be
yes.
delivering that address. She was here yesterday and excited about delivering the State of the City address as well. So, right
Wonderful.
On.
Wonderful.
Right
thank on. You, Empress Builders, and thank you, Montage, for hosting that event.
Right. It's always a great event. So then we're going to talk about the the Patriots Day Parade as well.
Yes.
So I'm excited for that.
Yes.
I am excited for that. I'm trying to get the station vehicle done in time for that.
Fantastic.
Yes. So
yes.
I'm converting a vehicle of ours into the station vehicle, and I hope that we can roll down on that date with the new station vehicle. So.
And that's Saturday, March 2nd. It mm-hmm. starts at 11 a.m. This is a wonderful local parade. We have all of our wonderful nonprofits that tend to participate. I know there's a big Girl Scout truck because I'm a Girl Scout. And the Chamber of Commerce will be participating, and we welcome all of our members to join us if you're not going to be doing your own float like
right.
Voice of Laguna is.
Right.
So whether you want to do your own representation at the parade or want to join us as a member of the chamber, we hope that you will join in viewing the parade or participating in the parade on Saturday, March 2nd. And that is at 11 a.m.
Right. So the only thing cooler than actually rolling down the street in the float is hanging out in a beach chair and just watching it roll by and meeting it. Because everybody, the entire community comes out for this thing. It's magnificent. I absolutely love it.
It's just a fun morning.
Yeah. And you guys are also this year, once again, as you always are, you're heavily involved in the Pageant of the Masters.
Yes. Well, we are graciously given tickets to be used as a fundraiser mm-hmm. by the Festival of Arts. So on July 3rd, that is what has become known as Locals Night mm-hmm. because it is the final dress rehearsal.
Right.
So the press comes out, the nonprofits that are given these tickets sell them to the people that want to support the nonprofits. And the chamber has a lot of tickets to sell, and we want you to be part of our group. So July 3rd is the date. It's the final dress rehearsal. And the theme this year is the a la mode, the art of fashion.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
A la mode.
Yes.
Okay. So and once again, the date on that is?
That is July 3rd.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
So that is an evening performance that starts around 8 o'clock, and the festival grounds open at 4 o'clock, so you can come in and check out all of the wonderful art ahead of time, and then go to the show. And also I want to remind you that when you have a Pageant of the Masters ticket, it gets you into the Festival of Arts the whole season.
Right, right.
Yeah, so hold on to that ticket. Don't let it go away.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You know what? I love that. I love that they do that. Thanks to the festival, and thank you to the Chamber for that night in July. Now, drum roll, please. So I'm excited. I've actually dressed up some of the artwork here. Our lovely artist, Tatiana Zen, who made these fantastic portraits, is framing them this week so that we're all ready for the 11th. Tell us what's happening on the 11th, please.
Yes, we are so pleased to have a ribbon cutting for Voice of Laguna.
Thank you so much.
Thursday, January 11th at 4:30. So we're having this a little bit earlier than normal.
Right.
We're going to be meeting at 4:30 right here in the studio.
It'll be a magnificent sunset view, too, by the way. So once the ribbon is cut, we can all just sit here astonished at the beautiful sunset.
Yes, and the address for this studio is 190 Ocean Avenue, right here in Laguna Beach.
Right.
You can't miss it. It's right across from the lifeguard tower. Yeah. It's amazing here.
Yeah. It is. We sit, and as I say often, we sit on the newly revitalized street corner of Ocean and South Coast Highway, together with the folks from Rivian and Equator Coffee and the merchants that were surround us on a regular basis. We have Heidi and Tight Assets. We've got all the beautiful Marine Room and Hennessy's and Jasmine of Anatolia. We sit really on the thumb of Laguna Beach's downtown. I absolutely love that. So, and thank you very much for cutting the ribbon for us or with us.
Yes,
I'm digging
that. It'll be your honor to cut the ribbon as a new business here in Laguna Beach.
Do I get some sharp scissors?
Oh yes, you get the sharp scissors.
Thank you so much.
Yes, we're gonna hold that ribbon with nice tension, and you're gonna have a nice clean cut.
It's gonna
be amazing.
I promise not to run with them.
No running with scissors.
Thank you so much. I'm excited. We'll be, and again, there will be beverages served. We'll have a little food here, some snacks. I'm right now mulling over the menu that we may provide. So we'll have food for you. We'll have a little some of your favorite beverages here as well. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, and I can't thank you enough for doing this. I really am excited.
And as we tend to interview members here at the Chamber Chat, I think this is the perfect opportunity to perhaps ask you a few questions.
Uh-oh.
As a new business here in Laguna Beach.
This could be trouble. All right, here we go. I'm ready. What do you got?
So I'm curious, you know, when did you come to Laguna originally, and what brought you here?
Okay, wow, good question. So I came here simply to play half-court basketball. I'll make a long story as short as I possibly can. We used to always, and I don't have, we've got time. You got time?
Yeah, we got time.
So we used to come out once a year from Las Vegas. My friends and I would come out to clean one of their dad's condos in Newport. And I came out to the half courts here in 1985 to play basketball on the half courts, and decided that when I moved to Laguna, this is where I wanted to live. Lo and behold, 2 years later, I managed to get that opportunity. So, boom, packed up the U-Haul, came out here, and found myself a perfect little spot in Laguna up on High Drive, and have been here almost ever since. Really?
Wow.
Yeah. And all because of half-court basketball and how beautiful it was out there. So, yeah.
And were you already involved in radio before you came here?
I was. I got a transfer. And here's the rub there. I got a transfer from the Las Vegas radio station, which only had one affiliate in all of California, and it was in downtown San Bernardino.
Oh.
So I would make that drive. And I didn't want to live in San Bernardino.
No.
Or Riverside. I didn't want to live up there. Nothing bad. And I know we have listeners in the 909, and I know we have a bunch of friends up there. But I wanted to live here. So I would make that drive, and it was a long and lengthy drive in the morning and in the afternoon coming home, but it was worth it, and it's been worth it. And
that is a commute.
Yeah, it was a commute and a half, and it really was. So, yeah, I've always been involved in radio in some fashion there.
So what was the transition that brought you to Laguna? So you didn't have to do that commute anymore.
I ended up commuting instead of going to San Bernardino. I got a job in network radio in LA,
Oh, my goodness.
So then I would make the same drive from Laguna to L.A., which was longer. And more. And but when I got home, here's the beauty behind that. Yeah, it was a tough, long drive going to and back and forth to L.A., and it was a great job in network radio and all the, you know, you get all of the benefits that network brings to you, money being most of it. Coming home after a long, hard day, there's nothing like coming home to this community. There's nothing like coming home to the sound of the ocean. There's nothing like that. The smell of the air here was different than the smell of the air in Los Angeles. And it was just, it was heaven. It really was. I loved it. And I still do to this day. To this day, I try not to leave town for that reason.
So you got involved with the community then. You got, like, involved with the nonprofits and the all the organizations here in Laguna.
Immediately. The very first thing that I found, and you know my love for animals, the very first thing I found were the Laguna Beach Animal Shelter. And you know, I love aquatic life, mammals and seals and dolphins. And what better community to save those things than ours? And right up on the canyon next to the animal shelter. So I got involved in animals first, and then I think, if I'm not mistaken, Boys and Girls Club, just did some random volunteering, helping when I could. It wasn't a big deal. I wasn't a member. I wasn't a board member or anything like that. Just helping wherever I could.
And I see you're wearing your Boys and Girls Club sweatshirt right now.
Oh, by the way, this may be 20 years old. This is our 30 years old. This is an old sweatshirt. So, yeah.
So the animal shelter, the Pacific Marine Mammal Center, it sounds like, and the Boys and Girls Club were the first organizations that you got involved with as a resident of Laguna Beach.
As a resident. And then you meet some great people at the food pantry, and you can't help but want to help in this community. And once the ball got rolling on, well, who needs help next? Then it became walking for water, and it snowballed. It really snowballed at that point. So, yeah.
You meet people at one event, and they invite you to the next event.
Yeah.
And it's just a fun community.
Yeah.
It
is. And then meeting, finally meeting and getting involved with the chamber and all of the great stuff that you guys do and have included me, fortunately for me. Included me in it, and I've just been honored. It's just been, you know.
Well, we're so excited to have you as a new business here in Laguna.
Thank you.
How long have you wanted to have, like, your own radio station? This is a dream of yours, obviously.
So yes. Yeah. As long as I've been in radio, I've always kind of thought, I really want to play my music. I want to play I'll make another long story really short. When you work for other people in radio, you play their playlist, and that's perfectly okay. I've worked for a country radio station where I had to play all country, and that's fine. I don't mind country. But it becomes a repetitive thing where you're playing really the same 18 to 26 songs over and over and over. And even with like an oldies station, which is the station in San Bernardino, they were doing oldies. They called it classic rock. It really wasn't. It was more oldies. You played the same 75 songs. Oh, and you think, my God, there's so much more that we can do with radio. And in the last, probably 20, 25 years, I had noticed that radio in general, celestial radio was feeding off of itself. And really not really paying attention to the needs of the consumer, the needs of the listener. It was more about, you know, how much can we bank this month, and I just found that we were kind of cheating listeners in all radio was cheating listeners. So I thought to myself, if I ever get the opportunity, I'm going to play the widest variety of music. I'm going to play the artists you know. I'll play stuff that you don't hear from them ever anywhere. And artists that you don't know, I'll play their stuff as well. When I finally got the opportunity to do that, and that's here, I thought, yeah, this is the way to do radio. We need to be relevant by talking to people about important subject matters, regardless of what that is or where they stand. They need to have honest questions asked, and I'm hoping to receive honest answers. And really, it's about content. It's about respecting the listener. It's all about if you're sitting in your car, you're sitting at your house, you want to be respected as a listener, not just taken for granted that you can hear Fleetwood Mac's Rhiannon four times in an 8-hour period. You know, you want to hear variety, you want to be treated like you're a member of the community as well, of the radio community, of the radio station. So,
and that's why you have so many wonderful listeners.
As I do. I do. I really do. I literally am in love with my listeners. They are just phenomenally supportive, and they're smart. You realize that, and thank you for bringing that up. Mm-hmm. You realize after opening your own and being involved almost personally with each of the hundreds of thousands of people that could be listening, mm-hmm. that you're really kind of friends. It's a community. It's an enormous community of people, but it's a really small group that, you know, you cling to. It's hard to put into words, but I love that. I love the listeners. I do.
Well, we're so excited to have you a chamber member and able to welcome you to the community with our ribbon cutting next Thursday, January 11th at 4:30 with the big scissors. No running.
No running. Promise. You won't have to stop me.
And just a quick reminder again about that wonderful promotion that you have for the chamber members.
Yes, that if you're a chamber member or you become a chamber member, you're instantly brought here, and you could be on Chamber Chat, and whether you are or not, whatever you are, you're going to get a deal on commercials and ads that you can run for a month. I will make the ad myself. You can help me in the writing of the ad if you like, but I'm happy to write the ad and produce it. It'll be a professionally produced ad. And it'll run several times a day here on the radio station at an enormous savings from what we would normally charge you to run a month's worth of ads. Enormous savings.
Yes.
So
if you want your business promoted to all the wonderful listeners on this amazing radio station, that's what we need to do for everyone that's a chamber member. We're so excited to be able to help promote Voice of Laguna.
And I can't thank you enough. And I'm just delighted and looking forward to 2024,
Yay.
Having you in this chair and having you bring guests to sit in that chair next to you and getting to find out about all these magnificent businesses that we have. And these fascinating people, you do have a fascinating circle of people that you associate with, and I can't wait to meet them.
And we do have a guest coming next Friday.
Okay.
It will be announced in the Tuesday email.
Okay.
So check for that.
Right.
And we are just so excited to welcome all of our new members that we're getting this year. And we want to welcome our continuing members to be part of Chamber Chat. So if you're interested in being on Chamber Chat, please reach out to me, Erin Slattery, at the Chamber of Commerce. You can contact me by email at erin@lagunabeachchamber.org. That's Erin, E-R-I-N, at lagunabeachchamber.org.
And I can promise you that she responds almost immediately. Even when overseas, you respond almost immediately. That's pretty good, Erin. So,
thank you.
Constantly working. Thank you so much. If you talk to Joelle today, tell her thank you for her work. And if you talk to Paula, thank you for her work and all of your many volunteers and ambassadors that do such great work throughout the year. And thank you, Erin. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Ed.
All right. That's Chamber Chat. It'll be back next week. And I cannot be happier to say that. That makes me happy to say that. Chamber Chat back next week at 8 o'clock. Erin Slattery, President and CEO of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. Reach out to her if you're not a chamber member. Reach out to her if you're someone that wants to volunteer. And especially reach out today if you can do that, if you can type and you can file. And what is it that you're looking for? You're looking
for data entry.
That's what it is. All right. Erin Slattery, thank you very much. 8:34 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed show.